Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to kick off with a little combat pistolcraft with one Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill.
Okay, so I have now Super Dave has been very patient with me over the entire time that he and I have been talking because I vacillate and I'm fickle and I'm spoiled and I go I bounce around guns like most people bounce around socks. But you know my. You know the lesson that I learned just the other day with my SIG P320, my SIG M18. You know that one, right?
Right.
So let's talk about what happened because I made a video. I've sold the gun. I've sold the gun. The gun's on its way to the new owner now. And I've sold the gun in full working order. And I have no doubt that the gun will continue to work. And I've sent it to a guy that knows how to work on it in the field because he was he's still in the military. He's an armorer.
Right.
I think he's an armorer. I'm not sure what it is, but he knows how to work through all the problems of the M17, the M18 platform. So for him, this will be just like another gun. And plus, he gets a lot of spare parts. He can get a lot of spare parts for it. So that's good for him. Actually, it's an ideal gun for him. I don't have all those, so it's gone. So I did a video called SIG P320, you broke my heart. And I have had a moderate amount of pushback from people who just will not acknowledge that something other than what they describe happened. I'm being told that it was because of the frame that I put it in. I'm being told it was because of the spring on the trigger. But I know what I did when I sent it to, I sent it to SIG, and SIG didn't replace any parts, and they didn't have to do anything to the frame to make it fit.
Well, what was SIG's response?
Their response was that around the trigger mechanism itself, the actual moving parts of the trigger, there was a lot of carbon buildup and gunk.
Right.
That I could not get to without taking it apart. So, for me, when I look at that, when I consider that here's a gun that I was shooting on the range and the trigger failed to continually function, which has never worked that way with any other gun brand, any other gun type, no double action triggers, no striker fire triggers, no single action triggers, had never done that. And to me, where I had no nails in the coffin at all, that just circled the coffin all the way. It just nailed the coffin lid down. It was done. I was done with it. And in the space of a day, I got rid of four of those because I had four SIGs at the time. And I got rid of all of them. Now, how important is it when you settle up on a carry gun for you to be confident in that carry gun?
Every bit. I mean, the bottom line is you're betting your life on it.
So
how can you not?
Yeah.
I mean, you should not have any doubts in your mind whatsoever that it's going to function when you need it to.
Right. So I didn't overreact . Would that be your assessment?
No, not at all.
Now,
I think part of what you're up against is the mentality there, to me, there's two distinct mentalities, okay, of gun owners. You have people with a realistic mentality that it's a tool, you know, to be used. It's a machine. It's designed for a specific purpose of launching projectiles. And you've got to take care of it. You know, you got to service it. You got to clean it, periodic maintenance. There's even, most manufacturers will have a life cycle replacement schedule for critical parts. And, you know, you go with it. I mean, I buy a pistol and I'll shoot it to death and get another one. The other side of that coin is people that purchase firearms with the intent of, you know, it becoming a family heirloom and passing it on. Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. The either mentality, there's nothing wrong. But then the train wreck happens when, in the event, you know, you have an extremely high round count on a firearm to the extent that you feel like it's time to move it on down the road or retire it to pass it on.
Right.
And that's okay. But a lot of people don't really grasp or even come anywhere near to shooting enough to run into some of the high round count problems that you will run into, provided you fire it enough.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you consider to be a high round count?
Well, I will shoot on my own. I probably will consume at least 12,000 rounds a year. I'll fire on my own through practicing at least 1,000 rounds a month.
Right.
And that's on, I'm just guesstimating on the low side. But it's in support of what I do. You know, I basically am considered a professional shooter because I do it for a living. So therefore, let's just say I run 1 gig a month. So that's, another 1,500 rounds a month. So at the end of the year, if I've had a good year, I've probably put at least 30,000 rounds through a pistol. But I kind of balance it out because I have a primary and a secondary. They're set up mechanically identical, so I can move from one to the other seamlessly if I have a problem. If I have a problem, a parts breakage or any kind of problem with the pistol I'm using for a gig or the carbine I'm using for a gig, I don't waste time and energy trying to diagnose it or repair it. I pick up my secondary and continue to march with no interruption to the gig. So even then, let's just say, best case scenario, I fire 30,000 rounds a year and you split the difference, it's still 15,000 rounds per blaster.
Right.
So this is what kills me when people talk about how much they shoot. Oh yeah, I shot 50,000 rounds last year. Well, dude, okay, cool. Well, if you do the math on that, even at, let's just call it for the sake of conversation.
Hang on for the sake of conversation. We'll pick this up on the other side. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were just now talking about, for the sake of conversation, I had to slow him down because we were about to slide into the break there. Can you pick that up where you left it off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're talking about, running a primary and secondary pistol. If I fire 30,000 rounds a year, and split the difference, 15K through each pistol. Well, you've got to figure, do a little math, at, for 9 mil, 20 cents a round at 15,000, what does that come out to? Almost. Go ahead, help me out, man.
20 cents a round, so.
Yeah.
What, 10 cents a round? Wouldn't it be about at 15,000 rounds? Hang on a second. You go ahead and continue your thought pattern, and I will do the math for you. Hang on.
Okay. Once you do the math, you're talking X amount of money through, at best, a $600 pistol.
Right.
You know, firing Glock. So how do you make sense out of that? You know, you fire... you know, that kind of expense, you know, the expense of the ammunition itself.
Right.
Through a $600 gun, how can you argue that?
At $300 a case, which is higher than 9mm is going for now, but it's a nice round number, at 15,000 yep. rounds, that'd be $4,500 on ammo.
Right, right. So you fire $4,500 worth of ammo through a $600 gun,
right?
And you have, you know, a malfunction, be it parts breakage or, you know, failure to pull maintenance on it as you go through this quantity of ammunition. There, I don't see the argument. I don't, you know, it's just it's kind of ludicrous to think that. Well, even from a standpoint, if I were going to pass a pistol on, let's say I had, you know, my favorite 1911, I killed it three times over during its lifetime before I moved it on. I'd had it rebuilt twice before I, you know, decided to fire something different. So, I've always been what I consider a work shooter. Firearms in any shape, form, or fashion are the tools of my trade to be used accordingly, and they're a write-off. They're an expense. I have one rifle that I consider a family heirloom, and that was my father's .30-06 BAR hunting rifle that became mine once I blooded it after he passed away. But let's take a look at that. A simple, just call it a high-quality hunting rifle. Browning BAR, Winchester Model 70, something, you know, along the lines of a $1,500 to $2,000 rifle after you get it set up with an optic and whatnot. Even, I would say, a high-pressure caliber, you know, say 30-06, you probably get a barrel life of 5,000 rounds. If you bump that up to a 300 Win Mag, you're probably going to get somewhere along the lines of half barrel life, call it 2,500 rounds. Well, if this is a purposeful rifle, and with the intent of using it only for hunting, then how many rounds could you possibly put through it, you know, using it in that capacity? You're going to fire X amount of rounds to get zeroed up, and to, you know, every year you would confirm zero prior to hunting. But then how many animals, you know, are you going to kill, or are you allowed to take or harvest? A firearm like that can certainly be passed down. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Because it's not going to see what I would consider hard use. But when you get into the work scenario of training and legitimately practicing and keeping your skills up, especially if you are a competitive shooter, be it IDPA or USPSA, better known as IPSC, you're going to fire a phenomenal amount of ammunition through that pistol over the course of your involvement in those sports. And a lot of, you know, your average bear simply cannot grasp the amount of time, energy, and resources that go into, you know, firing on what I would consider a professional level.
Right.
And then on top of that, you know, how good do you want to be? The amount of time, energy, and resources that you have to invest is going to determine that. And a lot of people, another point that is very easily overlooked is your life's balance. If you want to be good, how much actual time do you have to invest in training and practicing, let alone actually shooting matches? You know, back in the day, for me to shoot a match, a major match, and I, you know, I would always have to travel. And of course, that would vary. But on average, with the food, lodging, transportation, match fees, preparation, ammunition, you know, you would spend anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 for a major event. Well, if it was a 2-day match, you have to travel. Let's just say 1 day travel on the front end, 1 day travel on the trail end.
Hang on right there on the travel part, because we're coming up on the next break. Okay. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, he's trying to put it into context how you would actually shoot so much ammo through a gun and everything else, because I've been told a bunch of crazy things about how much ammo somebody shot through a gun without any breakage whatsoever, and as I have made a shift here recently. Find Super Dave at CombatSpeed.com or on Facebook at either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of killing seven people at a 4th of July parade just outside of Chicago, Illinois, had his first court appearance since August. The routine hearing is one of many appearances that will take place until the trial and is intended to ensure that evidence is being shared between attorneys and to take care of any issues that may pop up. Cremo pleaded not guilty to the charges and is being held without bail. The Supreme Court justice is ruling in favor of former President Donald Trump.
President Trump has asked the Supreme Court of the United States to block a congressional committee from obtaining his tax records from the Treasury Department. Chief Justice John Roberts on Tuesday put a temporary hold on the handover to thoroughly investigate the legality of obtaining such personal information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let me do a little setup for you, if I may. I've changed guns again, yet again. And this time, though, instead of me getting out there and throwing it as a jump ball, I actually have two possibilities, but that's beside the point. Super Dave, I asked Super Dave a question about some of the things that I've been told since I made the change, and Super Dave is trying to give me a few pieces of foundation as to what constitutes this and what constitutes that. So, joining me again is Super Dave Harrington. I was catching you in the middle of the traveling part of it and everything else, so if you want to pick that up there, I'd be much obliged.
Okay, cool. Talking about the time, energy and resources that you invest in your skills, shooting either IDPA or USPSA or IFSC, and trying to put what is your life's balance? How much time and energy do you have to put into it? And of course, resources being, the expense of the firearms and ammunition itself, and, targets, all of it. If you have a travel day on the front end of a major event, 2-day match, and a travel day on the trail end, you're looking at 4 days of your life right there. Then you get into food, lodging, transportation, match fees, the expense of the match grade ammo that you should be firing for the event. And then you take a look at what actually transpires as far as the work involved. Now, just to make it simple, say a major event has 8 courses of fire, 8 stages. Well, just for the sake of conversation to make it easy, let's say each stage is going to take 10 seconds to fire successfully. Well, that's 80 seconds. It's not even a minute and a half and you've invested 4 days of your life in somewhere in the ballpark, let's just call it a grand, to shoot that event, all told. Well, how, you know, does your balance of life, can you sustain that by shooting, you know, even just say one major event a month? And when it comes to the actual firearm or firearms that you're using for these events, that's, well, oh yes, I failed to mention, on average, you'll probably fire maybe 250 rounds for that event. Not, it's not a big expense as it relates to the ammunition, but you should be firing, you know, premium match grade quality ammo. But then you add that up over the years, and, you know, a firearm's a tool. I've always been a work shooter, even though in my competitive efforts, I did extremely well. I've never considered myself a competitive shooter. I'm a work shooter. And you just can't do the math. There's some point where the average bear fails, and it's not their fault. It's just they don't know what firing a lot of ammo is. It's real easy to throw numbers around. Oh yeah, man, last year I fired 20,000 rounds. Okay, well, in my mind, that's doable, but I know what it takes to do that. So if you were to legitimately fire 20,000 rounds through one pistol, you have to look at the balance of life in respect to the time, energy, and resources that allowed you to fire that 20,000 rounds in a, like a usable manner. You understand what I mean?
I do.
So I always take it with a grain of salt when I'm talking with a less experienced individual and they throw numbers like that around, because it's completely unrealistic. If their involvement, certainly if they have no involvement in the shooting sports, and I don't know anyone that is a legitimate hunter that fires anywhere near that quantity of ammunition just in support of hunting. Unless, you know, like you're into hog hunting, you'll definitely fire quite a bit of ammo hog hunting if you're successful at it. But the, it's amazing that, you know, the average bear, even if you want to pass your firearms on, when you pass on, you know, leave them to your family members, in my mind, because I've killed so many firearms up to this point in my life, if I were to want to leave a family member a firearm when I pass on, then I'll buy a brand new one, leave it in the box, and upon my passing, that's what they'll receive, a brand new blaster in the box.
Right.
Not something I've shot for 3 or 4 years, you know, and it's on its last leg, and I leave them a blaster that they're going to start experiencing, you know, mechanical problems with it pretty much off the bat, you know, because it's at, you know, half or three quarter life.
I'm looking at some of the comments here, and we're coming up on the next break. I had one guy tell me that he had a gun that he put 200,000 rounds through before the fire control unit broke, which is what broke on mine. Of course, he does have the higher grade X5, which the M18 is more like a standard P320 that has a safety on it.
Right.
The X5 is more like the competition gun. And he claims he has another X5 that has almost 100,000 rounds through it.
How old is this dude?
I don't
know. That's 300,000 rounds.
That's 300,000 rounds. I mean, at 15, it would take him 20 years to do that if he was doing 15,000 rounds a year, as you state you do.
Right.
So I don't know.
Wow. I know. He's out there flapping.
Flapping?
I could, I don't know how many rounds
I have
fired in my lifetime.
You'll have to explain it to me. Because I want to hear about this, but we got the next break coming up. Super Dave.
Okay.
Super Dave, you can follow Super Dave by going to Instagram and look for SDave_Harrington. He also has a YouTube channel, which is Super Dave Harrington. But if you really want to go take a class with the dude, you have to start at combatspeed.com. And there you will get the most based fundamental training class you can find. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
GunsCom radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington about the some of the pushback I got because I decided I didn't like the SIG P320 anymore. And I just told him about a guy who shot 300,000 rounds through two SIG P320s. And the gun, I was doing that at 20,000. So at the gun only debuted in 2014. So at 200,000, he's doing 25,000 rounds. And I guess he's probably doing about 45,000 rounds a year. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, my hat's off to him if he's actually doing it.
Yeah.
Because I cannot imagine what it would take in respect to food, lodging, transportation, range time, you know, the balance of life. He would have none. He would, you know, spend it at the range.
Well, 25,000, that's in excess. That's in excess of 2,000 rounds a month, which, you know, you can go to, I could come to your class and shoot 1,500 rounds in 2 days, but that's
true.
8 hours a day of shooting.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So.
In my experience, what I've seen is people really get, I don't know how to describe it. The one, you know, a lot of people just aren't used to being on the range and being on their feet for 8 to 10 hours a day, weather permitting. But without fail, you know, because I run some of the highest round count programs in the country, for an integrated weapons program, carbine pistol, the loadout for the gig is 1,500 rounds per caliber. Or, you know, if you're firing a pistol caliber carbine, then, you know, that would be 3,000 rounds of pistol ammo. And it's an eye opener for them. It's extremely mentally taxing. A lot of people don't understand how much mental energy it takes to stay focused for those periods of time and fire successfully. And the maintenance requirements during the gig, you know, I require everybody, you know, on a break to at least do a field disassembly, wipe down, wipe out, you know, lubricate, functions check to get the weapon back in action about every 500 rounds. So during a gig, they'll clean their firearms at least twice. And they're kind of like, whoa, you know, it's an eye opener for a lot of them. But most of them are experienced people, so it's not really that big of a deal. But when you commit to what I would consider a professional level of training and practice, then everything becomes, you know, basically an end user item that can be used up. And that's, you know, they're tools. They're tools of the trade. They're not, you know, I don't buy firearms with the intent of them becoming a family heirloom without leaving them brand new in the box and putting them away.
Well, I guess, here's the part that, and it wasn't even so much about, I mean, the rounds that I mentioned in the last thing is, it seems, would you say that's unlikely? That somebody has spent, because that's $90,000.
Unlikely. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, you shoot professionally. Do you have $90,000 worth of ammo at your house right now today?
Negative. I mean, I wish, but... you know, and I can't imagine how much money I've spent over the years to get to this point, but it's been pretty much my life's work. So I'd rather not think about it.
Yeah. Oh, because that's money gone, right? But anyway, all I'm saying is this. For me, a gun serves a... If I'm carrying a gun, the reason I carry a gun is to make it harder for somebody to kill me. If I have to pull that gun out and employ that gun, I just want it to work. If I have trained with a gun that I have pulled out and expected it to go off when I pulled the trigger and then the trigger quit working, and it's an 8-year-old design, and this particular design has been revised a couple of times because they had a couple of issues here, then a couple, and like any gun, Glock has had a few revisions done here and there. So I'm not saying it's a piece of junk. I don't think it's a piece of junk. I do think it has some inherent weaknesses they need to address. And until they actually get out there and address it and get out in front of it and say, we recognize that we had these weaknesses, so therefore we've taken these steps. Until they do that, okay, fine. So I will go back to a more proven design in the interim. I've got a couple of guns that I shoot, and I shoot well. I don't know why I couldn't be satisfied with those to begin with. I guess maybe because I didn't have to be.
Right.
But what I don't get is the emotional investment of some of these people where they get out there and it's like I'm personally insulting them for not liking their particular brand of hammer. Does that make any sense?
And you're going to run into that. Yeah. And something I've learned a long time ago is you can't make everyone happy. There's always, I mean, if you think you can pull that off, you know, drive on. But in my experience, there's always going to be someone disagree, even if it's just for the sake of disagreeing. And you just got to kind of take that with a grain of salt and take into consideration their lack of knowledge and experience. You know, try to educate them, but some people don't even want to be educated. They're so fixated on their position, they can't, you know, see the light of day when the sun's staring them right in the face.
Well, I that part always still gets to me for some reason, because if I came to you and I showed you a weapon that was better than your Glock G45 and you shot it, and I could show you reams and reams and reams of evidence of how reliable and how good this gun was, would you consider carrying that, or what would you think?
It would depend on whether it fit my hands.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a very good, that's a really good
answer. You know, there's there's so many, actually, the today, there is such a wide variety of quality pistols available. I can see how it's difficult for someone to, you know, select the right pistol for them the first time around. And, but if you notice, with the plethora of firearms out there, who are they mimicking?
Glock.
Glock.
Yeah.
Less the 1911s, the 1911 flavored blasters out there, all your other polymer striker fired guns, mimic a Glock. I started firing stock Glocks, I would say, I think it was about 6 years ago. The primary reason that I started doing that is, now, let me caveat that. I have fired, Larry Vicker Custom 1911s, Smith & Wesson Performance Center 1911s.
We have run out of time. You'll have to tell me.
Okay, cool.
Remind me to pick up this story because I want to hear about all of these. I especially want to hear about the Vickers guns. But in any event, I thank you for joining me today. Find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. Find him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. Find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. And find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. Always enjoy the opportunity.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.